box suitcase in one hand, Davy's wrist firmly grasped in the other. Cilla stood, her calabash of a stomach protruding beneath the flimsy printed fabric of her dress, waited for a bus to town and the carronage, its horseshoe of blue sea, avoided looking too hard at Rafe, glowering back at her, reminding her of the promise she was about to abandon.
Cilla, where you going with suitcase?
A voice accustomed to spreading other people's business faster than a flash flood called out.
England. What? Girl, you mean your man send for you? That's right. She has him pay for she ticket. Oh yeah, you don't hear that? Cilla going England. She has been sent for her.
The women sitting on the stone wall talking, their words floating out over the sun-glossed sea, rose their heads, cast their eyes over her, twisted mouths into wry, wish-it-were-me-not-her smiles. Knowing the humiliation of disappointment only too well, she hadn't divulged her hopes to a soul, not till she was sure Sunny would save her. She didn't want everyone waiting along with her to see if the plan came to fruition, didn't want their sympathy if it failed to, for eyes to mock her for being let down. She raised her chin higher. Down at the harbour, the group stood packed tight, tiny ants in the shadow of the immense vessel, not wanting the last moment to come. When it did, her sister had to push her forward.
Go on, girl. The boat not going to wait for you forever, nah?
Cilla turned to hug her and her niece and nephew, and then crushed her son to her. Felt his arms locked tight, the jaws of a vice.
Don't go, Mummy, please.
Stuttered words filled her ears, sent frissons of guilt through her as she bent over him, held him to her thumping chest, tears sliding from her face to his. Soon Dell's hands were helping hers unlock Rafe's grip, holding him back as he struggled, freeing her from the group.
Go on, Cilla, he go be fine. Travel safe, eh?
And Cilla had inhaled hard and turned, walked away, head straining to stay high, heart being eaten by regret. Her sister's words prompted her forward as she hurried with Davy towards the ship, turning frequently to call goodbye until their answers faded into nothingness and her sorrow rendered her unable to speak.